Where were you born?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother. And what was her name?
Lucy Virginia Sellers.
And where did she grow up?
She it would be northeast of Claremore, and it's between Uliga and Claremore. Got a little place called Seguia. And it was just a little country store and two churches and a school, grade school.
What was her personality like? What was she like?
She was kind of quiet and subdued. She wasn't really outgoing. But she's fine. She got along. She just wasn't a real, person that was outgoing. She kind of hung back.
How about your father? What was his name?
His name was Clarence Clark Charlesworth Lipe, and he was the second. And people called him Jake, and his dad's name they called Jake. And I never did find out when he was alive, why did they call your dad Jake and you Jake? But it was a nickname. Most people did call him Jake Lipe.
And what did he do for a living?
Well, he had a little small grocery store in Claremore, and it's about a mile from downtown. Just a little suburban store, not very big, and then just kind of didn't have much of a living, but it was enough to get us fed, and that was about it.
His personality, was it?
Outgoing. My dad was friendly, would talk to anyone.
It's kind of like you, isn't it?
Well, maybe, but Dad was, he was born on the Lipe Ranch, which is between Uliga and Claremore, there, and he was born and raised there, and so he believed that they raised all their food, and so he believed that you have to have meat in every meal, breakfast, and that was had a big orchard, and so they had their own, they just lived, and then when they had to go to Claremore, they had to do it by buggy, and they had to ford the Verdigris River, so it had to be kind of low, and on a real rock bed where they could drive their wagons across. But anyway, Dad has a great personality and friendly talking.
And so I suppose your mother worked in that store too then, right?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one brother, and he was 8 years older than me, and one sister that's 2 years younger. And they're both deceased.
What do you think is your earliest memory of anything? Were you 3, 4 years old?
You know, I really don't have much memory about that. We lived in the city limits of Claremore, but at that time you could have cows and chickens and guineas and all that. So we had 2 cows. My brother went ahead and milked them. And my mother would strain the milk and bottle it in quart bottles, and we'd carry that up to my dad's store and sell it. There was, I guess, almost no rules or regulations. And Dad had an old Chevrolet, I think it was. It had wooden spokes. And when you drive down the street, it would go walk, 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 But anyway, it was transportation. It had a running board. And my dad had put a sideboard on the running board, which he had cables in there. And when he would go out to his, he had some acreage out near Uliga and Lipe Ranch. And the roads were terrible, so he'd get stuck, and he'd use pulleys to pull his car out of the mud, and he could go on. But that was old-timey.
So you remember riding with him and all of that? So did you live in Claremore, and then you had some acreage outside of Claremore?
Dad did.
Yeah.
But no, it was just raw acreage, and it had pecan trees on it, and small branch. But it wasn't, there was no house on it or a building. He had an old building to put stuff in, but it was not much.
Okay, what about electricity and plumbing and all that?
No, none of that out there. It was way out in the country.
All right, but living in Claremore, you had electricity.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, and plumbing and all that.
Oh, yes.
Right. And you had washing machines and... Yes?
After a fashion,
Well, what does that mean, after a fashion?
Well, I had to carry the water in buckets and put it in the washing machine. And then we had 2 tubs. One had brewing water in it, one had rinsing water in it. So after they come out of the washer, I had to help Mom because she just couldn't do it by herself. And she had ringers on there, and we could plug it in and do the ringers and put the washing from the washing tub through this into the tub that was a rinsing then, and then from the tub you take it to the bluing, which helps with your whites, you know, and keeps them whiter. And then, of course, you go out and hang them on the clothesline. So.
They always smelled fresh, didn't they, when you brought them in as they hung out there. So then it must have been a big thing when more modern washing machines came along. Do you remember that?
Yes, we did this on the back porch, and I had to empty those two tubs by hand. I had to always get, you know, and throw it out in the yard and water the grass. But anyway, yeah, audio is much better inside. And that way everything was inside. We didn't have to drill on the back porch.
When you got the new washing machine.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cars.
I remember that old car Dad had.
Yeah, what was it? What brand was it?
I think it was a Chevrolet. I remember mostly that there was an old used one, and my dad had to use baling wire to go ahead and the didn't work the handles, so he had used baling wire to go ahead and close the door after we got in. And so it was kind of tricky. And it was transportation. Not good, but it was certainly transportation. This is during the Depression, John, so in the early 30s. So this was not unusual. Most people were poor. And it was during the Dust Bowl and Depression years, and was not good.
Did it affect you much? You had your acreage out there where you could pretty much grow what you wanted to eat.
Yeah, but Dad had this little store, and he opened it early and stayed late. So he didn't really try to work that. Early on, he had a garden at home, but it got to be where he just couldn't do both of them. It was a time of life when there wasn't any. Grown men sometimes would do 10 hours of work for 50 cents. And for a dollar, you could buy a pack sack full of groceries, nearly. And it was not good. And of course, World War II, when they started an industry, and we had lend-lease with Great Britain, and they started up the plants making trucks and tanks and ammunition and so forth. So it kind of brought us out of the Depression totally, mm-hmm. and so it was not probably anything we did. It was just happening.
But during the Great Depression, of course, a lot of people lost their money and lost their fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So then were they able to buy groceries from your father?
Well, that's what I said. The grown men would be happy to work, a lot of them, for 50 cents a day. And, yeah, they could come and buy groceries. But you could buy, like, three cans of corn, green beans, like for 19 cents for three cans or something like special. And like bread was like 9 cents a loaf and things like that. In 1929, I just have to read about this. I didn't know it, but many people—that's what they call the Black Friday.
Yes.
They were jumping out of buildings and all because they lost their total fortune overnight, gone.
Yeah.
And then of course that was the beginning of the Great Depression, and. Then we had the Dust Bowl on top of that, like 35.
Well, pretty much in the 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you probably didn't feel the effects of the Dust Bowl in Claremore.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, we had many times you would have to go ahead and put wet towels or wet sheets up in front of the window because the dust would just come. You couldn't even keep it out. Of course, those old houses weren't. They weren't efficient like today's, and the windows leaked and so forth. But they get wet. I mean, they get dark just from the dust that was in the air. And the Dust Bowl was so bad in places, and that it was dark. You had to turn your lights on to see. It was that thick. So
could you taste it, smell it in the air?
Yeah, you could. It was like sand getting in your teeth and mouth. Uh-huh.
So largely it was in the west, but as that wind blew, it did blow over here.
Eastern Oklahoma too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As long as we're going through that, we have pandemics in the past, but we just recently experienced a pandemic, COVID-19, mm-hmm. began in 2020. Did that affect you? Did you ever get sick from it?
No, but I did take the first two shots, and I'm partying, you know, I'm Cherokee, and so I went to Cherokee Hospital up at Claremore, and my older son had to drive me, of course, and so we got our shots up there, but I did take any of the booster shots. I have a little problem with that, and me and my daughter both got it. My wife was in the hospital, and my two sons and my daughter was there and in the hospital. And so she didn't get it, and my two sons didn't get it, but my daughter and I got it. But I didn't hardly notice it, maybe a little bit tired, but very little. I just almost didn't suffer from it at all.
Yeah.
My daughter was kind of tired for 3 days.
Yeah. You said you were Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
How much Cherokee?
1/8.
So that comes from your mother or father?
My dad's side.
So if you're an 1/8, were you on the roll then, the Cherokee rolls?
Well, my dad was, and of course he has a number. He was on the original Dawes Commission rolls, so he's a 4th. And my dad was on the roll, and of course I automatically get a number, and my brother and sister did too. Yeah, I don't know if I had to register or not. I think I just called Tahlequah and told him my dad's number. I knew my dad's number on the Dawes Commission rolls. And so then, of course, I got a number, and then I got my kids' numbers later in life. And so, yeah.
So you're able to get the benefits that they provide.
Yes, sir.
Because of that.
Well,
and, you know.
I tried back in the 80s to get some benefits for my kids. Two of them went to OSU, and one of them went to John Brown University in Arkansas. And there was not much benefits to be had then for students, you know. And I didn't ask. I said, I'm asking nothing from me, but I have students in college. And would they be eligible for benefits? And so that didn't work for them. And I didn't ask for anything. But, of course, there was a $2,000, I think, or 2, 3, 4 years ago. They got it, too. And so did I. But that's about it for me.
Mm-hmm. Remind everybody as they listen that you are 100 years old. Nobody would, just listening to you, would ever imagine that. But I'm here, and Deanna is here to verify it as well. It's been notarized.